everybody, it's Michelle Fisher, and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Our show today is about an important change facing Indiana and people with disabilities who need support and services from Indiana Vocational Rehabilitation to enter the workforce. Indiana is seeking approval from the federal government through a state plan amendment to move to what is known as order of selection in determining who can receive VR services. Essentially, under federal guidelines, a state VR agency is required to implement an order of selection when it lacks sufficient resources to fully serve all eligible individuals in accordance with federal timelines. Under this process, individuals determined to have the most significant disabilities will be served first. Here to talk about order of selection is Kylie Hope, Director of Indiana's Division of Disability and Rehabilitative Services and Bureau of Rehabilitation Services Director Teresa Colazar. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Great to have you all here. Now, Kylie, or both of you at least, help us to understand a little bit more about what is known as order of selection and why this change is occurring in the state.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for having us on and talking about this important change. And we hope that this podcast will allow people to have a better understanding moving forward of how this may or may not impact them.
Sure.
So a state vocational rehabilitation agency is required to implement an order of selection when it lacks sufficient resources to fully serve all eligible individuals in accordance with federal timeliness requirements.
Okay.
So Indiana VR is experiencing a deficit of resources, primarily personnel resources, and must enter into an order of selection.
Okay.
The order of selection process is utilized to prioritize consumer services in accordance with the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, or commonly referred to as WIOA, which requires that individuals with the most significant disabilities are served first.
Okay. So when we're talking about timelines then, when will this officially start and what is the timeline when people are concerned about this issue can provide input?
Sure. We anticipate submitting the amendment to the VR section of the WIOA Unified State Plan sometime, hopefully in early May. Then we wait for feedback and approval from the federal government and specifically the Rehabilitation Services Administration. So while we don't know when we might receive approval of the state plan amendment, we don't anticipate that occurring before July 1, 2017.
Okay.
Until then, currently it is business as usual. The changes that we will talk about today will only occur after that official implementation date.
Okay, good. So then under this election, order of selection, those with the most significant disability, you said, will be the group of people to receive the priority services from VR. So talk a little bit about what that means then.
Sure, that's correct. Individuals determined to be eligible for VR also receive a severity determination, and that is something that already occurs today. Indiana has three severity levels. One are those with what is called the most significant disability. The second is those with significant disabilities, and the third is those all other individuals, all other eligible individuals, or those sometimes referred to as those with non-significant disabilities. And I'll briefly explain what those mean. The severity determinations then become the three priority categories that Indiana has when operating under an order of selection. So again, those three priority categories would be priority category one, or those served first, individuals with a most significant disability; priority category two, individuals with a significant disability; and then priority category three, which again is all other eligible individuals. And again, you may hear this group sometimes referred to as individuals with a non-significant disability. Let's talk a little bit about those in priority category one. And again, that's the group prioritized first for services. And that is a federal requirement that that group is prioritized first.
Mm-hmm.
All of the individuals in that category will continue to be served after implementation of the order of selection. However, VR will be closing priority categories two and three, again, once we have the approval to implement the order of selection. So what is then an individual with the most significant disability? Again, that category one group. Those are individuals who have a severe physical or mental impairment that seriously limits three or more functional capacity areas in terms of achieving an employment outcome. And in addition, those individuals require multiple vocational rehabilitation services over an extended period of time. Those functional capacity areas include communication, interpersonal skills, mobility, self-care, self-direction, work skills, and work tolerance. And one final piece here, it is important to note that like eligibility, severity determination is done on a case-by-case basis. So our staff look at each individual. There's really no specific disability group that is more impacted than others. It's really just based on how that individual's disability impacts them in those functional capacity areas and then the level of need and what they require from VR. And then finally, individuals do have the right to appeal the severity determination.
Okay, so let's talk about the group that are not defined as having the most significant disability. So what do they do if they need the types of supports provided by VR to become successfully employed?
Well, those eligible individuals in priority categories 2 and 3, they will be deferred for services, again, once the order of selection is in place, which it is, again, it is not in place just yet. And then VR will be providing information about other resources as well as other agencies that may be able to assist those individuals in working toward their employment goals. And that could be, for instance, the local Work One Center that offers a variety of training and employment services, Ticket to Work employment networks for those who receive Social Security, independent living centers. It could be college and university career centers, the in-data assistive technology program at Easter Seals Crossroads, or a variety of other local and state resources. And then when sufficient resources do become available in VR, the individuals in priority category 2, so again, those with significant disabilities, with the earliest application date are the next group of individuals prioritized for services.
Okay. So then what happens when people currently serving VR who do not meet the most significant disability definition? What do they do?
So currently there is no change. It is business as usual. So again, until we do have the approval to implement the order of selection, business as usual, no changes at this point.
Okay. This has been a very difficult decision to make. Can you talk about that?
So this is a very difficult decision to make, and one that I can tell you that no one is super excited about. VR has attempted various strategies over the last few years to improve its personnel resources. We have also heard and understand the public's concern about long wait times, as well as the concern about having multiple VR counselors handling their case. And I want to ensure that there are quality of services in vocational rehabilitation. And after various implementation strategies to address VR staffing resources, we are at a point in which legally and by federal regulation, WIOA requires our state agency to take this action.
So over the last few years, there's been a concerted effort to educate and encourage the business world to hire people with disabilities. We know that. Companies are starting to respond very positively. So how will moving to an order of selection impact that movement?
Well, this movement should absolutely continue. There are many great examples of business engagement in the state. Some involve VR, and some have occurred, quite honestly, very organically without state assistance, which I think everyone needs to be aware of. Hiring individuals with disabilities is an issue that is greater than just one program. I would say the success of employment of individuals with disabilities also goes beyond just those individuals that receive services through VR, which is very much important. But this is also a national, a state, and local issue by which various people who influence the success of those individuals can have a great impact. For example, right, the ARC of Indiana has done great outreach in business and has found success outside the VR program. Employment of individuals with disability, again, is a statewide and community issue. VR specifically will also continue strategizing and partnering with various entities like the Department of Workforce Development to increase awareness of hiring individuals with disabilities, a great talent pool of employees, and increase our own business engagement activities and point in contact of moving forward in that area as well.
That's a good thing. So Indiana prides itself as a state that works. And advocacy groups like the Arc of Indiana want to be a state that works for all. So what can we all do to make sure that that remains the case for people with a range of disabilities?
Sure. And I would just echo what Kylie has stated, that, again, we should continue taking those opportunities to emphasize the work with other key partners. And frankly, if VR continues to be kind of the only gate for employment for people with disabilities, it will be very difficult for Indiana to really move the needle and really see any significant increase in the employment rate for individuals with disabilities. So as Kylie said, it's really a collective community issue that we all have some part of.
With all of this said, then, is there anything else you want to add so that the public knows what this all entails?
No, I think I just want to say thank you for assisting us in getting this information out there.
You're very welcome.
I encourage all those that are listening to please provide public comment. We are in a public comment period. So we have public hearings scheduled in South Bend, Indianapolis, and Evansville on April 24th. We also have a call-in option on April 25th. I would encourage all of you to also look at our website and probably through information through the ARC as well to figure out how to best submit any comments you may have. But at the end of the day, thank you very much for allowing us an opportunity to provide some educational and information out to the public.
Thank you both so much as well. And to keep up to date on the issues, visit, like Kylie said, our website, www.arcind.org, and look for news and updates in our recent news section. You will also find a link on our website to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter. If you have questions and concern about how order of selection impacts you or a family member, the ARC Advocacy Network is always here to help. Call us at 317-977-2375 or 800-382-9100 and ask to speak to a family advocate, because the ARC is always here to help. Thank you so much for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.